Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Brennan coming to you live from Fayetteville, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it is good to be here this evening. And this evening, we're going to be finishing Romans chapter 16. And we're actually going to be redoing this video because somehow did the video, and then, like, I thought I put it on, maybe I didn't, and everything got all mixed up and messed up. So we are going to be redoing Romans 16 tonight, and hopefully it will be a blessing for you guys. And but before we begin, we're going to try something out this time. We'll try something a little bit different this time. And we're going to start off right away with some prayer requests, and then we're going to get into a couple hymns, and then after that we'll take any I'll share any announcements that we have, and then from there we'll go ahead and get into the lesson. And because tonight's lesson is going to be short, so we probably won't have an invitation, but just kind of explain some things and go from there. And then we'll end with prayer, okay? So, prayer requests. If you can keep me in prayer, continue to keep Brother Joey in prayer. Please do pray for. We do have some other people. We do have some people that we need to pray for salvation for, and we also do have people that have lost family members that we need to pray for. As well as those who tune in, but other than that, it's the same old prayer requests. Nothing really, anything new. But just pray for me. Pray for the video. Pray that things will be fine with me getting this thing uploaded. And pray, you know, keep my ministry in prayer. And I think that's it. So with that said, we'll go ahead and ask the Lord's blessing on this time. And we'll go ahead and pray. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you for another opportunity to do a video here today. Lord, I do pray, Lord. I want to pray for Brother Joey. Pray, Lord, you comfort him with the pain that he has, Lord. We pray, Lord, you bless him and lead him and guide him. Lord, I do thank you, Lord, for his friendship. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in his life. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the things, Lord, that you've done in my life. And, Lord, I do want to pray, Lord, that you'd please bless this time, Lord, as we go through. We pray, Lord, that you just take a hold of this video. We pray, Lord, that your will be done, and that, Lord, that you will just have your way here, Lord, tonight. Pray, Lord, that you give me the words to speak. Pray, Lord, that those who will watch this, I pray that you would prepare their hearts to receive from you, Lord, not from me, but from you. Pray, Lord, that you bless them, lead them, and guide them. Pray, Lord, for those who need salvation. I pray, Lord, that you would work in their hearts and lives. Pray, Lord, that they would call upon you, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would convict them of sin, that you would just help them to just open their eyes to realize their need for you. And, Lord, we also want to lift up those who have lost family members. We pray, Lord, that you'd please just work in their hearts and lives, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they would be a light to their lost family members. Pray, Lord, that you would work on their family members, Lord, that you would convict them of sin, Lord. Help them to see their need for you. And, Lord, we just pray and ask you, Lord, that you just be with those that... Be with the other family members, Lord, that are saved. Please help them to be a witness for them. I just pray, Lord, you give them the words to speak. Pray, Lord, that they would be a light to their lost family members. And, Lord, We do thank you, Lord, for all those who watch this video. I pray, Lord, that you would prepare the hearts, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'd prepare the hearts of those who watch this, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you just speak to their needs. Pray, Lord, that you just be with them, lead them, and bless them, and guide them. And Lord, do thank you and praise you, Lord, for your mercy, for your goodness and mercy. And Lord, I do lift this to you, and I do pray and ask all these things in your name. Amen. All right, you guys. Hey, brother, thank you for tuning in. Just got done with prayer, and now we're going to sing a couple hymns. I'm going to sing hymn number 371, God is So Good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Amen. If God's been good to you, say amen. God is so good. He's been so good to all of us more than we deserve. Amen. He loves us so, and he cares for his kids. Now, okay. So the next hymn I want to sing to you all tonight before we get into the announcements and the message is hymn number 363, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. That's it for that hymn. And I'll tell you what, we ought to lean on the everlasting arms, especially today. God is everlasting from everlasting. Amen. And God is our Father. We need to run to Him when we are down. And we need to run to Him regardless of how we feel and what we go through. Because Jesus Christ is our King. He is our Father. He is our Lord. He is the Bridegroom. We are the Bride. We are His kids. Christ is forever good, and God is forever good. Amen? So, that is going to be it for, that is actually going to be it for the singing tonight. And we're going to get into some announcements here before we get into our message for tonight. And it's probably going to be a short video, so bear with me. But any announcements? First things first, I do want to just let you know that I am having to redo this video. Like I said at the top of the broadcast, I must have hit something or did something that I didn't know I did. And so I lost it, probably deleted it by accident. And so now I'm having to redo this video. And so that's what we're doing tonight. We are redoing this video. And also, I do want to just mention on that note, I am thinking of moving the Friday night Bible study to Tuesday nights now. So instead of doing Fridays and Sundays, we're going to be doing Tuesdays and Sundays instead. And so hopefully that might be a little bit more of a blessing to you all. I'm doing it kind of early tonight, but typically I'll probably be doing Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. So that's that. Also, I just got back from Church of Many Blessings. Preached two messages there. If you guys are interested in looking that up, I do have sermon audio. So you just go to sermonaudio.com and type in Fishers of Men Ministries, and you'll see the two new sermons that I did. It is Be Ye Holy Parts 1 and 2. Would recommend that you check those two out. We also have the YouTube ministry. You go to youtube.com and type in, what you can do is type in Fishers of Men, Brandon Swanson, and I should pull up probably the first one there. So if you check out the YouTube channel, if you have any questions on any of those and how to get to the YouTube or sermon audio, shoot me a message and I can give you the links to those. Okay. also, want to let you know, June 6th, that's a Sunday, there will be no Fishers of Men broadcast. I am going to be at Freedom Free Will Baptist down in Alma. I will be preaching their Sunday night service on June 6th. Okay? That's a save the date. Mark it on the calendars. I will record the message by phone and put it on sermon audio so you can have that there. Woo! Excuse me. So that's what's happening on June 6th. Now, on Father's Day, that is June 20th, I will be back down on Alma at Freedom Free Will Baptist and will be preaching their Sunday morning service only because it's Father's Day. So there will be a Fishers of Men broadcast that Sunday evening. Okay? So that Sunday evening on June 20th, I will do a Fishers of Men, but then there also is going to be a video of, I will also be doing a message that Sunday morning for that church. So I'm going down there twice next month to preach. So you pray for me on those, okay? Excuse me. You pray for me. You pray that God would... pray that God will give me a message for both of those services. Pray that there would be just be a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if you pray for me on that, I would greatly appreciate that. I know We sort of did prayer requests at the beginning. And also, I am going to kind of change up the, I'm going to be changing up the order of service on at least on my videos. We're going to start off with prayer. So prayers and praises, we're going to start off with that. We're going to pray. We'll sing a couple hymns. We'll do announcements. And then we'll get into the message. And then after that, we'll get into prayer, and then we'll do an invitation hymn, and then we'll dismiss from there. But since this chapter is small, we will not do an invitation on this. Okay, so repeat, I will not do an invitation on this, because most of chapter 16 in Romans is really Paul closing his letter, okay? So we won't be having an invitation. I think with that, there is no more announcements. So with that said, I think we'll go ahead and get started. Like I said at the top of the broadcast, we're going to be finishing Romans chapter 16. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 16. Romans 16, and then we'll start in verse 1. Oh, yeah, hang on real quickly. One week from today, okay, depending on how this video goes, 1 week from today, we will do Ephesians. We're going to start in Ephesians next week. Amen. So keep that in mind. Whew. Man, I think I got a frog in my throat. Excuse me for that. I apologize. 1 week from today, we will be doing Romans. Nah, Romans. 1 week from today, we'll be doing Ephesians chapter 1. So we're going to be starting with the book of Ephesians next week. Okay? So with that said, let's go ahead and get started. So Romans chapter 16, if you're there, follow along. If you're working and listening, great. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hopefully this will be a blessing to you. And you can go back and watch this and follow along if you'd like. So Romans chapter 16. Starting in verse 1. It says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she also hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. So, really quickly, when we did Romans 15, we talked about not pleasing ourselves, okay? And we talked about how we talked a little bit about receiving others in the Lord because the Lord receives us, amen? So, what we see here is that Paul is advising to the Romans that they receive Phoebe, their sister, and to, as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in any whatsoever business she hath need. So you see that Paul is admonishing the Romans to help serve with her and help her with any needs that she may have. This is putting others before yourself. Okay? That's what the Christian life is about, is putting others before yourself. It goes God and then others and then yourself. Amen. So we need to serve others. We need to serve our brothers and sisters, and we also need to serve the lost. If that makes sense. So Paul is admonishing the Romans to help Phoebe out with whatever she needs. Okay, verse 3. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks.
unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Now you realize here, Priscilla and Aquila had laid down their own necks for the sake of Paul. Okay? In other words, was that there is a denotion of love being displayed here. Priscilla and Aquila were servants of God. They weren't in the business of pleasing themselves. They were wanting to please the Lord, wanting to serve God, and wanting to serve their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. That is what we ought to do as Christians. We ought to serve God, and we ought to serve and love our brothers and sisters, and to love and serve others. Amen? Because Jesus said there is no greater love than this, than a man lay his life down for his friends. This is true love, folks. That is true love, is when you lay your life down for the benefit of someone else. And Priscilla and Aquila seems like that's what they did. They laid themselves down for the benefit of Paul and all the other brothers and sisters in Christ. So who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the firstborn of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Ionia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Ampelius, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stychus, my beloved. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Salute them which are of Aristobulus' household. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them that be of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Asynacritus and Philegion and Hermas, Protrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Salute Philagolus and Julia, Nereus, and his sisters, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Now let me tell you something about this, guys, okay? When you have wolves in sheep's clothing, when you've got snakes, serpents, Jezebels, all these people, they've come to do one thing, to cause divisions in the church. And you got people like Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, Kenneth Copeland, all these heretics, all these word of faith heretics.
They cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine, which means these teachers are completely against the Word of God. And then you got people who claim to be believers who will go into churches and cause trouble. Paul says that you're supposed to mark these people that do such things and avoid them. Mark them and avoid them. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We are to mark those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine. By the way, what is the doctrine? The Word of God. We're to mark these people and to avoid them. Yes, that's right. The Pope is another one. Mark the Pope and avoid him. And so, we're not, by the way, we are not to have fellowship with them. Okay? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" These people that cause divisions and offenses, we are to avoid them. We're not to have fellowship with them. And you guys, if you remember what I okay, so if you guys have seen the sermons that I preached this last Sunday, I talked about be ye holy. You're supposed to separate. We're sanctified unto good works. We're sanctified and set apart for God's service. So if you're, and by the way, I want to challenge you with this, okay? If we're sanctified onto God's service, that means we have to be separated from the world and from sin. And if we are to be separated from the world and from sin, that means we as believers cannot be living like a bunch of little devils running around. Okay? Why not to go around acting like a bunch of little devils, doing whatever we want, whenever we want? Okay? We were bought with a price. Christ bought us with his, by his death and resurrection, he bought us and purchased us. So therefore, we are not our own. So if Paul is pleading with us to separate from these people, then we ought to separate from them. Do not associate with these people. Do not have fellowship with them. If you're associated with people who cause divisions and cause trouble in churches, you have to cut them out of your life immediately. Don't talk to them. Cut them off. You will be better off. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? And I'll tell you why you cut them off. Why? Because for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. You know why they don't serve Jesus Christ? Because those people don't have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost within you, you're not a child of God. But if you have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost within you, then you are God's child. But these people that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine don't have the Holy Ghost. That is why you are to avoid them. Okay? It says, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches, deceive the hearts of the simple. These people will have fair speech. Let me ask you a question. How do you think Jezebel gets God's people? How do you think Jezebel does it? Fair speeches. Seducing. Seduction. That's how Jezebel, that's how fair woman like Jezebel causes good godly men to fall, is because of fair speeches. Good words and fair speeches. But these things deceive the hearts of the simple. Remember, you know what? Let's go here. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Again, Proverbs 27, verse 12. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. That's right, it's the lust of the eyes, guys. Lust of the eyes. The simple pass on and punished. Guess what? They deceive the hearts of what? The simple. The simple pass on and are perished. The simple, the hearts of the simple are deceived. Think about that. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto to that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timotheus, my workfellow, and Lucius, and Jason, and Sosipater, my kinsman, salute you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Let's talk about that for a minute. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you. Now you might say, well, Brandon, how's that possible? I thought the Apostle Paul wrote that. Why does Scripture say, I, Tertius? Well, Tertius was probably one who wrote the epistle, but he wrote the epistle under Paul's instruction. Because the apostles were in charge of doctrine. And so there is cases where you probably see the Apostle Paul, maybe some of the other apostles, they would have they might have like a secretary of some sort. More so Paul probably had more like a secretary who wrote for him. Now it's said, I can't really verify this, so you have to take this with a grain of salt, just putting it out there. But it is said that later on in Paul's life, his eyes were very weak, okay? He had weak eyes, so he couldn't see as good. And it's probably most likely because of his conversion experience when he saw the glory of God in the heavens. You know when the Apostle Paul was about to go to Damascus to arrest Christians, you see that God got a hold of him, and Saul had saw Christ in his glorified form. So it's most likely that because of that he probably had some eye issues. Okay. Now, I will say this. Now, whatever that's true or not, we don't know, okay? But what I will say is this, is that the Apostle Paul
most likely had somebody write this under his leadership and direction. Okay? So you had a secretary kind of like person who, you know, Paul would instruct him what to write, if that makes sense. So Tertius wasn't just writing just stuff. It was whatever Paul said is what he wrote. Does that make sense? So Tertius was one who wrote under the instruction, under the instruction and authority of the Apostle Paul. So the Apostle Paul may have told him what to write and he wrote it. Does that make sense? I don't want to complicate that any more than because it's not complicated. It's really easy. But that's why it says, I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Because he probably most likely wrote this under the instruction of Paul. Paul told him what to write and he wrote it down. Okay? Now, Gaius, mine host, and the whole church, saluteth you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, saluteth you. And Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him that is of power to establish you in establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. So we see that God has the power to establish you according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. God is the one to do that. You cannot establish yourself. But God has that power to establish you according to the gospel. Amen. And to the preaching of Jesus Christ. According to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God, only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. So we see there was a revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but is now manifested by the scriptures of the prophets, which is your Bible. There are things that were kept secret in the Old Testament, and there are things that are and things are revealed in the New Testament by Jesus Christ. Amen. What was it saying? Was the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So what is concealed in the Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament. And so, therefore, we have a sure word of prophecy. Amen. There is no extracurricular biblical revelation because we have it all. And everything that you need is in this Bible. Amen. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ. Forever. Amen. And that is the end of Romans 16. I told you it's going to be very short. By the way, some of them names, woo! I had a hard time with that. I tried my best with those names. Amen. So, what I want to do now, real quick.
Let's just do a quick review on what we did for the whole book. Okay. Now, I have a Spurgeon study Bible, and so this is Spurgeon on the book of Romans. Okay. He says, Paul was persuaded of four things. First, that God loves us. Second, that God has shown his love to us by the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. Third, his divine love comes streaming down to us because we are in Christ and we are loved for his sake. Fourth, nothing can ever break the bond of love between God and those who are son, Christ, Jesus. Sorry about that, guys. My alarm went off there. I don't know why, but it just did. So we see that's kind of what Spurgeon sort of summed up. Now, the structure of it, let's go through that real quickly. And probably this was something that we probably should have done prior, and we'll probably do at the beginning of every book, okay? So the structure, Paul wrote 13 of the 21 epistles, letters, contained in the New Testament. The four Gospels, the book of Acts, and the book of Revelation are not classified as epistles. Romans is the longest of Paul's letters, and it contains the elements found in a standard letter at that time. The salutation, which is Romans 1, 1 through 7. The thanksgiving, which is Romans chapter 1, 8 through 17. The main body, which is 1:18 through 16:18. And a farewell, which is Romans 16:19 through 24. Some scholars refer to Romans as a tractate, a formal treatise, but it bears all the marks of a real letter, although it is a finely tuned, literally composition. That is a mouthful. Amen. So, we got through the book of Romans, and I know this was kind of a short one, so I hope this was a blessing to you. Hopefully, I don't do anything to screw it up. I know I already had some interruptions already with my alarm, and I really hope that doesn't affect too much of the video, but God could still take it and use it for his kingdom, right? So, we see that we've already been through, believe it or not, we've taken anywhere from about 16 to 17 weeks to go through the book of Romans. So I hope that this was a blessing to you, and hopefully you guys got something out of it. Amen. So next week, we will be getting into Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and we'll be getting into chapter 1. Chapter 1 of Ephesians. And we'll be getting into chapter 1, but we will also be getting into the makeup of the book, and we'll get into just, you know, all that good stuff, okay? So hopefully you guys will tune in for that. Again, we will be picking up in Ephesians next week. Amen? So, I think that's going to be it. So, I'll tell you what, let's close in prayer, then we'll close, okay? Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for today. We thank you for this time to dive into your word. We thank you, Lord, for being able to finish up Romans tonight, and we pray, Lord, that you bless starting and getting into Ephesians next week. We pray, Lord, that for all those who will watch this and come across this, Lord, that they would be blessed, that they would be fed. I pray, Lord, that there might be some conviction there. Pray, Lord, that there be lives changed and that people would come to know you, Lord, as a result of this. And, Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and love. And Lord, we do lift this to you, and we do pray and ask all these things in your name. Amen. All right, you guys, that's going to be it for tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I know this was kind of a short video, but Romans 16 was not all that big and long, so it was not going to be a very lengthy video. But I pray and hope this was a blessing to you guys. I hope that you guys got something out of this. And if you guys like me doing these on Tuesday nights instead of Friday, let me know. And I think I'm probably going to be doing this on Tuesdays now instead of Fridays. So it'll be Tuesdays and Sundays instead of Fridays and Sundays. Amen. So other than that, that's going to be it for tonight. I love you guys. This is Brother Brandon. I'm signing off for the day. You guys have a great night. God bless you guys.